You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now, there's a summit that is taking place in Pretoria, and amongst the guests at the UN Media Summit is Ambassador Leila Shahid, a former Palestinian ambassador to the EU. We welcome her onto the airways of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be back in South Africa.
Yes, we would like to welcome you back to South Africa. And are you enjoying our country once again?
Yes, tremendously. As you know, South Africa and the South African people mean a lot to Palestine. From the time ANC was still fighting for its freedom and against apartheid, we have been very close people, and our two late presidents, Mandela and Arafat, were very close, and we are very happy to see that you're building your country, your democracy, and you are for us an example in life, and it gives us hope to see that one day, like you, our long struggle will end up with independence, freedom, and democracy, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, speaking inshallah. About the struggle coming to an end, what are the prospects for a political solution in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict in present times?
To be very frank for all your audience and your auditors, very, 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 very weak, very little prospect, because we have now in Israel one of the most extremist, racist government ever. With new parties where settlers are ministers, and where Mr. Netanyahu is really destroying everything that Shimon Peres and Yitzhak Rabin have tried to build with Yasser Arafat, which is little by little an end of occupation. You know that next year, in 2017, it will be 50 years of occupation. 50 years of the occupation of the West Bank, Gaza and East Jerusalem. 50 years of humiliation. 50 years of no horizon, no vision for youth and young people. That is several generations under humiliation. And it really reached a very, very bad stage. And you know that the whole world is rather in a mess, with a number of people who are destabilized with all terrorist organization, with some countries trying to change borders, with we need to build peace, because peace is a sign for everybody that we can coexist on this earth. You have managed to show that you can do that in South Africa. Yes. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to find the right person in Israel to deal with. I think Rabin was an honest man and was willing to really share this land and to live at peace with the Palestinians. But since his assassination, it has been very tough. And surely, with Mr. Netanyahu, the toughest we ever saw, particularly because of settlements. You know that now we have almost 600,000 settlers in the occupied territories, and there is very little space left for a Palestinian state.
Yes. Now, in terms of developments that have taken place on the world stage, how important was the recognition of Palestine at the UN?
Very important. I would say the UN cannot replace the decision of the member states of the UN. In other words, the decisions voted in the UN, and recognition in particular, was very important, because I want to remind you that our struggle started way back for recognition in 1948. In the Zionist ideology, in the Zionist discourse, there is no mention of a Palestinian people. They talk of Palestine as a land without people, for a people without a land, as if the Palestinians never existed. It's not that they had a proposal for the Palestinians. The idea of two states is a Palestinian proposal that came in 1988, when we declared the state and we said we're willing to recognize Israel on the other side of the border. So the recognition is really a big victory, although it has not been implemented yet. The tragedy is that the recognition and the status that we have acquired, which is recognized by most of the countries, of the 194 countries of the UN, has not been implemented in the sense that we remain under occupation. So really the name of the game is end the occupation. Recognition allows all Palestinians first to exist on the world scene diplomatically. Now they're talking of having a new initiative in the Security Council. But nothing will really change until there is an end to occupation. Now it is the duty of the UN to ask its member states, because the UN is not a sovereign state, that the members of the Security Council must, their duty, their obligation under international law and under Chapter 7 is to put into practice the resolution voted, and the third and foremost is self-determination and the end of military occupation, which is still going on.
Yes, that has been ongoing. And in terms of the overall image, is it worrying that Israel is portrayed as a good guy, fighting terrorism?
Well, unfortunately, this is part of what I call the change in the world. Because of Salafist terrorism, because of jihadi terrorism, because of, in my opinion, some of them are just people sick in their mind who go into schools and kill children and who go into supermarkets or airports, like in Belgium or in Nice, the man who went and just drove over whole families. There is terrible fear in the Western world, but also in the Arab world, because those who have paid more dearly this terrorism is Muslim people all over the Arab world. There is a great fear from Islam, and of course Netanyahu is smart enough to use that by saying, you see, these Muslims, all these Muslims are terrorists, and the Palestinians are among those terrorist Muslims. And of course that leaves a very bad impact on our cause, because we are first and foremost, like you were in ANC and in South Africa, we are an anti-colonial struggle, struggling to liberate ourselves from colonial rule that has lasted since many, many years. And I think that we need to do our homework in order to answer these manipulations, I would call it, of Netanyahu in the discourse.
Yes.
But for most of the people in political circles, this discourse of Netanyahu is not credible. But in large circles of people who don't follow much politics, who are scared, who feel that there is a new sort of war they don't know how to deal with, of course it has a negative impact.
Yes, Leila, we really appreciate your time on Radio
Thank
Islam.
Thank you, and good
and
luck.
And we hope you enjoy your stay in South
struggle.
Africa.
And we need your solidarity.
Yes, absolutely, and we'll continue doing that. Inshallah, the day will come when it will all be to
fruit. I am sure it will come. It's a matter of time and determination to struggle, like you did before us. Ma'assalami.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ma'assalami.
Speaking to us on the airways of Radio Islam, and we now cross over to the news desk.